Blog Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes in your life you may find it kind of hurt to be in love, especially when you and the one that you're in love with already belong to somebody else. It can be real hard on a woman, because when a woman goes out with the man that she digs, she got to keep watching that old clock on the wall, because sooner or later she's gonna have to make it, baby. A woman can't afford to let daylight catch her sneaking in, honey. And just about the time the man makes it real good to her, she's gonna have to start moving. That's the way it is, see, when you're married. But not to each other. You gotta go home in the middle of the night, try to pretend everything's all right, but it ain't. No, baby. Make believe that you've been good. Give your love to the one you should, but you can't. No, baby. 'Cause you're tied to her and I'm tied to him. We don't wanna hurt either one of them, but ooh. When you're mad, but not to each other. You gotta be careful where you go. Try to avoid everyone you know, 'cause people talk. You know they talk, baby. You gotta make up alibis, hoping they don't. You just might get caught, baby. Hurry up and love him. Hurry up and please him. When it gets good, you know you've got to leave him. But ooh, what can you do? Trying to make up alibis. Hoping they don't smell that lies if you get caught. Ooh, crying after you and watching you leave me. Needing you when only you could please me. Ooh, what can we do when we're married, but not to each other?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This segment of Bringing Sexy Back, that was Denise LaSalle, Married But Not to Each Other. And that's what our show is going to be about tonight, but it's going to be a little twist to it. But I'm going to first bring in my new co-host. My other co-host will be along shortly. Good evening, Mr. B. How are you?
Hey, Ms. D. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, darling. I am so pleased to have you aboard as my new co-host.
I'm happy to be aboard.
I am just thrilled to death. And Mr. B, he co-hosts a couple of other shows, and I think you have your own show as well, don't you?
Yes. On Saturdays at 4, WXRP Radio, It's a Man's World. And that's where I am.
Okay, y'all. Make sure y'all listen to that on Saturdays. Without further ado, we're going to bring our guest in, but first I want to read her little her autobiography. Samantha is originally from the Low Country of South Carolina, raised partly in the Early Branch, South Carolina, and Brooklyn, New York. She's a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll. She has lived in many states and now resides in Columbia, South Carolina. Samantha is a mother of one son. Samantha attended the University of South Carolina for criminal justice and worked in the law enforcement field for over 13 years. She went on to pursue her education at Kenneth Schuler's Hair School of Design and became a licensed cosmetologist and a beauty consultant. Samantha has been in the beauty field for over 20 years and now continues in the field as a beauty consultant and makeup artist under her own company, Southern Girls. Samantha has continued her education at American Intercontinental University, where she received a degree in business management. She is now employed. Excuse me. Okay, I had to mute that. She is now employed with the telecommunications company and also a beauty consultant with Color Me Beautiful Cosmetics. Samantha also writes a weekly article on love and relationships in Millennium Magazine called Samantha's Juice. Samantha enjoys making people feel better about themselves. She's very active with the youth and enjoys cooking and traveling. Her motto is living life and loving it. Without further ado, we're going to bring Samantha joining in, our guest for this evening. Good evening, Samantha. How are you?
Good evening. How are you all doing?
Hey.
Just fantastic.
Great. Glad to be here tonight.
Wow. We're just overjoyed to have you here. Tell us a little bit about your growing up. Where did you, because it states that you lived in many states, and, you know, where you're originally from, and, well, it says you're really from the low country of South Carolina, but how many states did you live in, and, you know, give us a little background on your childhood.
Well, I've lived in several states. I was born in South Carolina, in Hampton, South Carolina, where's a small little town on the outskirts called Early Branch, South Carolina. And then my mother got married to my father and moved to New York, and we've lived in New York. And then when they separated, we moved back in South Carolina. But I spent all my summers and holidays in New York with my father. Then my mother remarried, and we lived in Ohio. And then during that time, as I was coming up after graduation, I've lived in Atlanta, I've lived in Maryland, I've lived in Charleston, South Carolina, and just did a lot of traveling with my mother because she traveled a lot with a company, used to be Staysoft Pro, and she's an educator for them as well. So that's about my areas that I've basically lived in, moved around quite a bit. With my mother, and then as an adult, I moved around quite a bit with the company that I'm working for now.
So are you an only child?
I am an only child, and I presently live in Columbia, South Carolina now.
Okay. And you have a son. How old is your son?
My son is 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have that's my only child. I have stepkids, but he's my only one that I have.
Okay. And you also worked for the criminal justice system for a while. What was your capacity in that field?
Well, I did a couple of capacities there. I was a sergeant there, and then I taught there with juvenile justice, and then I also was a sergeant and working with juvenile justice. For the time, my whole career was in and out then. I also did dual employment with them as a barber as well. So that was my career there.
What made you pursue a career in criminal justice?
Well, it was something that excited me when I first went to school for it. I enjoyed wanting to know more about the criminal field and dealing with criminals. And as I got into it, I wanted to work with youth. And I wanted to be able to make a difference. So I went into working with the Department of Juvenile Justice, and I went to the correctional side, then I went to the police side, then I went to the counseling side. So I worked all fields with that. And I just wanted to make a difference with our youth. And at the time, it was just a good thing. But as a single mother and working late hours and doing the things that I was doing also in the salon and everything else, because I was always in the salon as well outside of there. I just decided, you know, all right, let's do something different. My son was getting older, and I needed to be home more.
Mm-hmm. So that's when you got into cosmetology?
No, I was in cosmetology all the time. I kind of did both at the same time, and I decided that I was coming out of law enforcement altogether because he was getting older, and I needed to be home and not out all the time. I needed to be with my son growing up. So I continued with cosmetology and pursued another career. I always kept two things going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you also, you're a makeup artist as well.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm not in the salon anymore, but I do a lot of weddings, private weddings. Like if people are getting married, I go in and I take everything and I go to them for the wedding and I make up the whole wedding party. I do fashion shows, do quite a bit of fashion shows for people who have a lot of their models coming in, and I'll go in and make up them. And then I do private sessions as well for people going to different events and stuff. They'll come in and I'll make them up as well for that event.
Did that come along with the cosmetology, or you did that as an extension to that?
I did that as an extension to that. Even though you get all in cosmetology, you get all the background, but I've always been interested in makeup, so I went further into that. As I came out of the shop, I went on and studied esthetician as well to be able to do more in the makeup field and know more about the skin. So that's how I got more involved in that after I kind of laid off of doing hair after 25 years, I can say now.
Wow, that is really something. So now you employ with the telecommunications company.
Yes, it's a major company. I'd rather not mention it. I never mention where I work at, but
right, there's nothing wrong with that.
Company. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I work for them, and I've been with them now for 10 years as well.
Mm-hmm. And you're also a beauty consultant with Color Me Beautiful Cosmetics. Is that your line of cosmetics, or is it just a...
No, it's not my line. Color Me Beautiful has Interface, and they deal with Patti LaBelle, and they used to have Imani. So it's a company that consults with these three companies combined. Patti LaBelle is one of their backers, and I do consulting for them, and I actually use their line when doing the shows and doing the weddings and everything that I do.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so you also write articles on love and relationships in Millennium. I have a hard time saying that word. Magazine called Samantha's Juice.
Right.
Is that an online magazine, or is that a magazine that you could pick up a copy at a store?
Millennium is an online magazine, and I'm no longer writing from them. I'm sorry, I sent you was an older magazine that I was writing for at the time. But I do still write for a private magazine out of New Orleans, and with that magazine, I write with them and just do an article for them, and they come out every quarter, and they're also online. I just do a little bit of outside writing. I don't write for Millennium as often because that was like a local magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not writing with them any longer. But I recently started writing for them a couple of months ago.
Okay. And you also enjoy cooking and traveling. I like your motto,
yes.
Living life and loving it. That's cool. That's really cool. So that brings us around to when did you first started writing? When did your first write begin, and what prompted you to start writing?
What started me to liking writing? I was writing since I was like 18, and I would write short stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started writing this book, The Woman Cheater, I would say about maybe now about 13 years ago. I went to a writing school with Michael Basin in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I decided that I wanted to write. And he wrote at the time the book, he wrote a book about men cheating. And
yeah.
I walked up to him and I was telling him, you know, women do the same thing, and I'm writing something on this. And he said, you need to pursue that because a lot of women don't want to talk about it. You know, we always putting out the dirt of what men do. and you hear all these authors talking about men, but we never hear the side of what a woman does.
That's right.
Writing it then.
Well, what makes you what makes a woman not want to talk about it, as far as you're concerned? Why don't women want to talk about the dirt that they do, and they, you know, talk about what men do? And to that question also, do you think that it's more men cheating opposed to women cheating?
First of all, to answer that question, I think it's an even key. Women cheat just as much as men. I don't think women do it more or men do it more. I think they both do it equally. And what makes me think women are scared to talk about it is because a lot of times women want to put a blame, and this is not from this is from me talking to a lot of women. When I was in the salon and people would be in my chair, you would hear a lot of negative about men, and that's what made me write about it, because you hear men are dogs, men are no good, I can't find a good man. And you hear all these things, and then, but they don't want to talk about what they do. And I think it's because they want to, a lot of times we want to play the victim, and we don't want to admit to the things that we do. And you have a lot of good men. And I tell women, you know, I've been married a couple of times, and it's not that those men weren't good to me, they wasn't good for me. And that's because what I allow. And I think a man can only do what a woman allows them to do.
That's true.
A man can only do what we allow them to do. And a lot of times women don't want to talk about that. They want to say, oh, it was his fault, or, oh, he didn't do this. But they don't look at the things that they do. And a lot of times this is just simple. Your man is going to run the street if you ain't cooking, you ain't cleaning, you ain't providing the sexual needs he have. There's certain reasons why men cheat. But a lot of women don't talk about why they cheat.
Well, do you think that women, do you think women's cheating can hold up against men? Maybe they're not getting at home in the bedroom. You know, it's things that would cause a woman to cheat, you know, the same as men, you think?
Exactly. And it's a lot of it. It's a lot of that. I think it's kind of two-sided. It works the same way. And in the first book, I talk about that. There are several reasons why, you know, women cheat. I talk about they don't get enough sex. I talk about the bad girl syndrome. You got a lot of women out here who just like sex, and they're going to cheat around. I talk about the women with low self-esteem. I talk about women who are feeling neglected, ignored, and unappreciated. I talk about the lack of intimacy. I talk about the payback cheater, the woman who want to pay her man back because she caught him. I talk about women getting bored in the bedroom.
I love it. I love it. I need to meet those women. Those are the women I want to meet.
You're a mess. Hi, Rhea.
And they're out there. They're out there.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my other co-host, Rhea. This is Samantha that we're speaking with.
Hi, Samantha.
How you doing, Rhea?
I'm doing better. I sat here and just checked out. My clock said 9:21, and I'm like, okay, I can't call in for 9 minutes. Next thing I know, it said 9:40. I'm like, what the heck?
Personally, I think women cheat more than men, and they do it better.
Well, I can say
I can agree with the second part of that.
The second part of that I agree with. I don't agree with the first part. I think it's an equal stand. But I definitely know we do it better, because a lot of times men, they leave so many signs out there. They step out of the box and think.
We're stupid. We don't know how to lie.
Right, and see, a woman can cheat and still be home on time and have dinner on the table and come home and still sleep with you.
Yeah,
and that's what men don't realize. You know, they sit back and they can't figure it out, because a woman is not gonna get sidetracked with sleeping with another man, but a man gets sidetracked.
Yeah.
If your girl got a tube of vinegar on the side of the tub, she cheated.
What does vinegar got to do with it?
I don't know, but I heard vinegar make it. I don't know. Vinegar stretch like a rubber band. I don't know, but it's
It's from the old days. Some prostitutes used to go and soak in vinegar to retighten back up.
Yes, that pussy back. That's what it do.
Alum does that too. Tightens it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a call on the...
Yeah, I keep talking.
Go on, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying, go ahead, keep talking. I'm writing on all this information.
Oh, I thought somebody else was saying something. We have another caller on the line. We're going to bring this caller in. 410, are you there?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Jade. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Hey, it was delicious. How you doing? Loving the topic, loving the show, as always.
Do you have a question or comment for Samantha?
I do. I kind of have a comment, and I guess, I don't know, I welcome her to piggyback off of it and voice her opinion, but I wanted to say, what about sometimes the guys that kind of like is waiting for her to cheat, not giving her the attention, not doing some of the things that kind of encourages her to leave? And it's almost like he wants to leave, but he doesn't have a reason. And he's like, I wish he would cheat so I can get up and roll out.
Right.
There's brothers out there that do that. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I'm one of them.
Instead of just being manning up and saying, I'm not feeling the relationship.
Right.
I'm
and I talk
them.
About
I'm
that also in my book. I talk about the exit strategy. And I talk about women who will cheat when they're trying to leave, because a woman like to have sometimes a backup as well. But a lot of times men don't realize there's certain things I talk about in the book that a man can do, and she will do an exit strategy. But see, the difference between a man and a woman, he's going to cheat. And when he's wanting to leave and he wants to do his thing, and he don't mind getting caught. I think sometimes men don't mind getting caught. But see, a woman, she's not going to get caught up into that. She's going to do it the right way because she has a lot more to lose. If there's kids involved and different things involved, she's going to do it the right way. Even though she's trying to exit, we're going to think about how we're going to exit. And even if we're doing it, we're going to keep that on the very low because we may have a lot more to lose than a man. Because there's things you might need from that person, and you don't need to get caught up in court with this stuff. See, men don't think about that. Women are going to think that process out in their exit strategy.
Absolutely,
you're right.
You're right.
Because I know at times when I it just with me, it got to the point where I just didn't care anymore. Like, oh well, if you catch me, you catch me. Oh well, you know what I'm saying. So you're right. But I mean, in a relationship, in breakups, period, someone always gets hurt. It does because there's always going to be one person that doesn't want to end the relationship. And women are so emotional, it makes it hard to just come out and tell them, like, look, I'm not feeling this no more. Because my last relationship, I did it. I didn't want to cheat, and I wanted to be honest. So I came forward, like, look, we had our run. I'm not really feeling it. I'm not in love with you no more, this, that, and the third. And I ended up staying another year because of the tears and all the crying and the, oh, I need this and that. And you know what I'm saying? It kind of got to me. But I just got to the point where, like, I do it. That's why I think that's why a lot of men just their extra strategy is like, oh, well, if she catches me, she catches me. Because, you know what I'm saying, when you're trying to break up, you go through all this excess drama and emotion that you shouldn't have to, because in reality, every relationship is not meant to last forever. You're meant to learn some things from certain relationships, and they're there to teach you and to help you grow. Like, I went from jeans and Timberlands to suits and ties, you know what I'm saying, within my last relationship. Like, she taught me profession. Like, you know what I'm saying, I thought I was professional, but she was like, nah, if you dress this way, your appearance, you get different results, which was right. And I respect her for that. And I took that from, you're supposed to be able to take everything from something from every relationship that you're in. And that's the problem that people don't. And they don't, and when it's time to end it, they don't know how to.
And everybody has a season. And I heard what you're saying. You know, you're right. Everybody has a season. Some is for a long period of time, or some are for a short period of time. And you should take that lesson. And you're right. Women are emotional creatures, but I've had relationships that the men was very emotional too and made it hard to walk away. A man can get emotional. And see, a lot of times a man don't admit to that. They don't admit to the fact that they can get emotional, but they'll come behind closed doors and cry and don't want you to leave either. and that makes it kind of hard as well. And that will cause a woman to cheat, too, because she got to figure out a way to wean off, because the difference is a man can get emotional and they can get violent, whereas a woman, she's going to buy out. So a lot of times, a lot of women stay in that relationship because behind closed doors, that man will come and say, I'm not going to do this no more, and I promise, and if you leave me, I will. I will either hurt you, I will either do this, I will either do that. But with a woman, when she buy out and those emotions are fully gone, she's gone. You're right. We hold on a little longer to that emotion, but once it's over, it's over.
Wow.
You got some women that become violent too, though.
Yeah, you do.
That is
in
true.
Many circumstances, it is, in many circumstances, there are women that abuse men. I mean, that's why I say it's no one side. Men do more and women do more. We all equally do dirt. We all equally have done things, and we all equally can ruin a relationship. 9 times out of 10, if I tell you my story of what happened in a relationship, it's another side to that story. And that's why I always tell people, it's 2 sides to every story of why something didn't work. And every relationship that didn't work for me or that I cheated in, I can about tell you his side as well, because I'm going to say it's both of our problems. I never said it was his problem or my problem. It was both of us that did something in that relationship for it not to work.
But would you mind sharing with us what caused your relationship for you to cheat in your relationship?
Definitely. The first time that I was married, I had a husband who was a womanizer, and he loved to run the streets. So I got the attitude, and that was one of the topics I talked about in the book. I was like, you know what? I'm about to get rid of this man. I don't want him no more. So I'm going to do the same thing. And I did it in his face. I was bold. I had an abuser at that. He was an abusive man, but I still was so bold enough to have the man come pick me up from my house.
Wow.
Because at that point, I didn't care. I didn't care. When I had a woman knock on my door and said she was sleeping with my husband, my fear was I'm going to do the same to him that he's doing to me. And that was wrong, because I could have been killed. I could have put my child in harm. And see, the thing we don't realize when cheating, somebody's going to get hurt in some way.
Right. That's true.
And the reason for writing this second book that I wrote, I talk about making it do what it do, not my way. And I try to talk to women, letting them know, you know, we don't have to do what men do. We don't have to cheat, because who are you really cheating? You're cheating yourself.
Right, that is true.
You're really putting yourself in a situation, you're hurting yourself. And so at that point, I realized I wasn't hurting him by cheating, you know, on him in his face. I was causing myself more heartache and pain, because the person I was sleeping with was married as well. And and then it was a time where I was cheating when I was single. I'm one of the characters in the book, Joyce. I was the type of person that at one time in my life, I didn't want to date nothing but married men. So I was going from man to man who was married and decided that this is what I wanted to do. I only wanted to deal with married men because I didn't want the attachment. So that was a form of cheating, because I had no business sleeping with other women, husbands. But I tell people, from doing that, what goes around comes around, because the same thing I did to those women, women came back and did the same thing to me.
That's true. That will happen.
Right, exactly. So those were my illnesses, I would say. It was an illness for me. I share with people my story. I slept with, I used to keep an agenda. And it's crazy, because when I started writing, I kept names and I kept the actions so I could formulate this book. And I slept with over, my last count was like 170-something men. And I'm like,
wow. And what period of time did you sleep with these men? Was it over years or?
This was over years of periods. I would say in a 20-year period. And most of it was during the time that I was single, that I slept with men, and I went from man to man to man, and I talk about that character in the book. I had a problem. I was missing something. You know, I didn't grow up with my father in the house. I had a stepfather. I had my father there. We, you know, I was back and forth between parents, and I was missing something. So I was looking for love in all the wrong places.
Did your father ever cheat on your mother, or did your mother ever cheat on your father?
My father cheated on my mother many a times, and, you know, that's coming up in a book. My father was a pimp, pretty much. He ran, even though he had businesses and had everything else, you know, going for him, he still had his women that ran the street as well. So that's why I called him a pimp, because to me that was a pimp. And he would bring these women, I can remember being young in New York, he would bring these women in my mother's face.
Wow.
I think a lot of times we go through stuff as women because of things we dealt with in our childhood.
Right.
I had a question.
Go on.
I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead. I did have a question, but I was trying to let you finish, regarding the women that exclusively date married men. Now, knowing that you have experienced that in your life, what possesses women to just focus on the married men exclusively?
Well, you have women out there, and I call them the bad girl syndrome. They're not looking for a relationship. They're looking for that part-time relationship. See, when you deal with a married man, you can send them home. You ain't got to provide all that. You don't have to provide all that extra stuff that a wife would provide for. All you have to do is please that man in the bedroom, and he can go on by his business. If you're in that state of mind that I don't want the commitment, I don't want the attachment, I don't want to be responsible for all that stuff that he needs, I just want to provide him with one thing and let him provide me with one thing. Then you get to that where you're going to sleep with another man. Now, that's one woman. You got the woman whose self-esteem is so low, so they feel they can't get their own man. They got to go after somebody else's. And then a lot of times these women fall in love with these married men and don't realize these men ain't going nowhere. A lot of these men come up front and say, look, I'm not leaving my wife. I am here for the duration. But look, you just the kickoff. And when you're the kickoff and the sidekick, you're not getting nothing, maybe a couple of dollars here and there, a couple of bills paid.
He's getting the leftovers.
You're getting the leftovers, exactly. Now, in my instances, I tell sisters, if you're going to go that route, you get you something out of it. I mean, my mortgage was paid, and I always drove the best cars because I wasn't messing with nothing out there. Nobody husband that ain't had nothing. So if you're gonna put yourself in that low standard, then you need to be getting something out of the deal.
I've always taught
a woman has no reason to be broke because we're working with everything we have.
You're absolutely right.
I just like the point that you put out because, you know, listeners need to know also the downside to that, because you do have some women who focus and look at the married man in the big picture. Like you say, I'm getting this paid. And originally they go into that relationship thinking that, you know what, you know, it's almost like they have that armor on, you know what I'm saying? They feel like there's not going to be no attachment. They already realize he's going home, but eventually feelings do get caught up.
Involved.
In so it is good that you've mentioned that, because some women don't believe that can happen for them.
Oh, yeah. Your emotions can get tied up. And I share with people, and I'm not ashamed of it, because I'm glad I found God and got my life together. And I talk to women about getting yourself together, because I had a child from a married man, and that was my slip-up, I would say. I'm glad my son is here, you know, and I love my son to death, but it does things to your children as well. And I had a child from a married man, and that's why I write about this stuff for women to understand, you know, all this stuff, it sounds good, it looks good, but it can end up bad. And I share that with you all because when I was out here dealing with people's husbands, I ended up having a child from someone's husband, and it wasn't pretty no more. It wasn't fun no more. It wasn't exciting anymore. And I ended up as a result of that, I ended up being a single mother, doing it all by myself.
That's what I was going to ask you. Does he have a relationship with your son?
They have built a relationship later on in life. I mean, as an adult, my son is an adult now, and, you know, I made the mistake, but eventually when he got in his teen years, his dad started being in his life more and more, you know, but it took time to get to that place because he
so
had
the
wife his wife.
Didn't know all those years. She didn't know.
Oh, yes,
that.
She did.
Okay.
Because we have our children are two weeks apart. She had to do it
together. I know someone who didn't know for 9 years. She didn't know that her husband had a child with someone, and their child, they had three kids, and their children was like a month or so apart, and she didn't open up for 9 years.
Well, mine knew from day one because see, back then I was young and I was stupid. I would say I went to her front door, you know, because, you know, and I let her know. Look, it is what it is. I don't want him, but. I don't want him, and I don't need him because I'm financially stable to take care of my son myself. But you need to know what you have. You need to know what, because he was lying, you know, and I didn't know shit. And that's when I found out she was expecting 2 weeks before me. I didn't, so she knew from the rip. Because me, I was the type of one, I'm going to let her know what's going on. Since you want to lie, I'm going to let her know. And I went to the front door and told her. But I don't suggest that for no woman because that is not a good thing. You know,
yeah,
and I shared that with people because that was disrespectful, that was out of line, and this woman didn't do anything to me for her to deserve that. And, you know, luckily, as years went by, we were able to talk and be able to discuss all of this because it was lying to both of us.
Well, are they still together?
They're both divorced. They divorced not because of that. Because they didn't get a divorce for a long time after that. And what ended up happening, she became a woman cheater. Because she got that syndrome. He brought a baby, so I'm bringing it on. And in the essence of her cheating, he couldn't deal with it, so they ended up separating. And she ended up remarrying him, too.
You
know
what, ladies and gentlemen, I find that interesting, though, is that if a man does it, it's like sometimes a woman accepts it. She tries to deal with it because she wants the relationship to work, especially if he's willing to do what he needs to do on the other end and drop what he's doing to reestablish his relationship with his main chick. But if she does it, and this
can
be right after he's, I'm leaving, I'm out the door, I can't take it. I don't get that.
He couldn't take it. He couldn't take it. And I know that's what it was. You know, he couldn't take it. He dished it out, and when it was her turn, then he wasn't willing to forgive it.
Right, men, they don't forgive.
they don't forgive.
When they get hurt, they are hurt, and they do not forgive. But we
have
another call.
I disagree with that because I know some men who dealt with that and still are married. So some men can forgive, but you're right, a lot can't.
Well, it may be a thing that they're staying because of the kids, because sometimes they stay for different reasons, not necessarily meaning that they forgave anything, because, you know, some men, they be so in love with their children, they don't want to see their children separated from their children, and they go through this, so they'll stay.
They might just leave
just
the minute
on
they
account
get
of the children.
Age.
Well, we have another call. I'm going to bring this call in, 334-648.
Hey, darling.
Hey, what's up, Granny? Is this Granny?
It's Granny. I seen that you were doing, what is this, like an interview / show topic? I didn't catch the head.
Yeah, we have a special guest. She's talking about the woman cheater. If you won't tell her, I will. She wrote a couple of books. So we're interviewing her as far as, like, she's giving up the things of why women cheat and, you know, the different things of that. So do you have a question or comment, or you'd like to add something to it?
I want to add something. Plus, I like her. I mean, I don't know how much some people, when they say they change and they leave it for the Lord, that they don't really, you know what I'm saying, still be who they are as a person, you know what I'm saying, as far as the realness. But I do like the realness that she's bringing out tonight. And I am a cheater. I'm a pimp. You know, I'm just playing. But Yeah, I was mom do shit. Told y'all if I call it, I'm a straight fool. But I mean, I deal with a dude who's married now. I don't have no intentions on being with him either. It's just for the money because I don't. It's not like I don't want a relationship. And, you know, we always talking about these type of things on different shows around BTR. But it's like we don't have no options as far as women nowadays. It's the pickings is very slim. And I want to ask the one that's doing the most talking, how much of yourself would you say is still somebody who is, have you left that type of lifestyle alone completely, or have you found the man that you're with now, and have he accepted it? Have you told him you're about your past? Have he accepted it?
Oh, yeah, he's listening. Yes, my past, I don't keep my past a secret because, see, my past is not my future. And, see, what a lot of people don't realize when they do turn their life around, they forget their past. My past, you know, your test become your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
So I never down anybody or put anybody in a place because you got to be real with people. Nobody can heal from none of this stuff that they deal with until they're ready. And I'm here to talk about it because I feel like it's a lot of women that's dealing with this, and we need to realize we can heal ourselves from this type of this stuff. It's life. It happens, and there's no use to be front about it. The relationship, I've been honest in every relationship that I've been in. To know my past, because this is what you get. This is not what you get, and this is what I was. So that's why you have to be honest. I think if you're not honest, then you have skeletons, and I don't believe in keeping skeletons in the closet, especially when you're trying to build a relationship.
Okay, another question. Now let me ask you. I guess as far as like friends and stuff, when do you ever share that part of your life with them as well? And are they? Do you find yourself getting judged by people?
Yes, a lot of my friends have judged me. A lot of them say, "Oh, you just promiscuous." A lot of people say that, but you know what? The only person can judge me is God. I think when you're getting into your change of life, of leaving that old life and coming into a new life, you have to realize that's your past. And if people can't understand that, then whatever. I look at it as, you know, I can only be judged by one person, and it doesn't matter what they think. But I'm honest about what I do in my life and what has happened in my life and my past because, again, I want to someone, I think if one person hear it, then they can heal themselves from it. I have my different reasons for cheating, and I talk about that in the book, you know, on the second book, and how different women went through different things. But once you start doing things your way and start looking at it in a different aspect, things start changing and things start being better for you. So that's why I share it, and I don't really care what other people say or think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm glad that a female is finally coming out and being honest about it because a lot of females be like, there's no reason that you should cheat. You know what I'm saying? If you want to cheat, you should break up. But I'm glad that someone has finally come out and said, there are reasons that people cheat. I don't just because you've never done it before doesn't mean there's not a reason that people. Everybody has their reasons for doing everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, there are reasons, but she's saying that here's the reasons that she did it. Here's the reasons that some other people did it. But,
right. But
she's
a lot
not
of women
doing it now.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. But people who've never cheated, like, there's absolutely no reason that people should cheat.
The bottom line,
I think
I'm one of those people, and I will stand on that until the day I take my last breath. And I'll say this, and I'll say this, period. You make the choice to cheat.
Right.
I don't care about the reasons. 9 times out of 10, they are excuses when you get right down to it. You make a choice to cheat. And
who
in
is
my
that?
Opinion,
that real?
There's absolutely no reason to cheat in a relationship.
That's the reason.
Right.
That's the reason.
Right.
You make the choice. That's
you
the reason.
Get on the business real. Have mercy.
Well,
I want to be real about that.
Now,
be real
one
about
of the things I do want to add, I want to piggyback off of something you were saying right before Granny came on. Yeah, and I hate calling you Granny because every time I say it, it makes me laugh. Anyway, I had a cousin who was a serial cheater. And at the time, I was on my own, needed a place to stay, and I ended up living with her for 9 months. I was 14 years old. I watched her. We had some very candid conversations, and I was really surprised she was being as candid as she was. Then later on, which is why I ended up leaving her place, I kind of realized that this broad was scared out of her damn wits. But anyway, she only would date married men, and she did it because of the control it gave her. When they decided that they wanted to clown, she threatened to call their wife. That's how she could end it. She had her furs, she had her cars, she had her rent paid, she had her tuition paid, and she cheated all the way during the time until she finished school with her master's degree. And I sat back and I watched this woman over the years and watched what she did and this and any other. But at the particular time when she was being honest with me, part of the reason that I think she did it, because she did care about me and she wanted to show me a lesson. She was trying to put a fear in me. But that was something that wasn't necessary because that's something that I just didn't believe in. But anyway, she was basically on the run because one of the married guys, I guess she threatened him too much. He didn't give a damn. He wanted, if he couldn't have her, nobody could have her. And that's one of the reasons, that can end up being more of the truth in some of these circumstances than anything else.
Yeah, cheating is a dangerous game either way you look at it. As far as you have, I would tell you, I've talked to a lot of women, I interviewed a lot of women, you have about 90% of women that cheat. You've got a 10% poll out there that doesn't. But there are a lot of women who have done it one time or another for different reasons. But the thing about it, it can be dangerous on either side. Mm-hmm. And the thing is what you're willing to deal with. And the fact that you do it because you want to do it. Just like a man cheats because he wants to cheat. Mm-hmm. A woman does the same thing. She cheats because she wants to cheat. But a lot of times with women, we get emotionally attached. So that's when cheating becomes a problem. You know, it becomes a problem because some women can get emotionally attached. Me, personally, I didn't allow myself to get emotionally attached to people's husbands. Mm-hmm. You know, but not many women can do that. But I had gotten so hard and been so hurt through different situations, so I got hard. And I said, you know what, I'm going to play the man game. I'm going to be that man. And you're right. We cheat with other people's husbands because we want the control. Because you are in control when you're the other woman. But a lot of women don't realize that, who cheat with these husbands. They don't think they got control, but they have all the control.
Exactly.
What you just said is of all the women that I've talked to, and I've talked to quite a few who do cheat, I want to say about 90% of them, they did it because of what was done to them, and they like, no, I'm not. It morphed them, their way of thinking, and they like, oh no, I'm gonna get mad, and it's like when they experience that hurt that they experience. They, you know, and they'll be the first ones to tell you all men cheat.
All men. Yeah. All men don't cheat.
All men don't cheat.
They
and
don't.
Let's flip it. I look at it like this, and this is my scenario. A man, the first thing a man learns to do is love a woman, and that's his mother. And most men are taught how to respect a woman, what to do. And I say most men, because not all of them, are taught this. So when they love a woman and they take that woman, they learn to love them. You got a lot of women that hurt these men so bad, they mess them up for other women as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is
mm-hmm.
true.
That is
that true. I have another call. I'm going to see if this call has anything. 334-448, are you there?
Yes. How you doing? Hi, Samantha.
I'm fantastic.
Hi.
Good. I would just want to ask you a question. There's a lot of reason why people cheat, but I'm thinking that, you know, even if a person say they're cheating with somebody because they have been hurt or because they're in it for what they can get out of a person. It seems to me that when you get down to the bottom line, a person that cheats, they are needing something. Because even if they think they have that control, when they're in a relationship, they need their ego stroke. They need to feel beautiful. They need to feel necessary. So a lot of times, you know, I believe that people cheat. It's not so much as that the person they're with is not giving you what you need. I think that person is lacking something as far as what they need that they're not getting, and they're trying to justify going out of the relationship because they're not getting the attention they need, but they're trying to tell themselves it's other reason why they cheat. Because I'm a firm believer that, you know, if it ain't working out, just move on. But to stay in it and have someone else continue to love on you, and they're not doing it the right way because y'all not communicating clearly, and then the other person go out and cheat, I just think that's messed up. But, you know, you wrote the book, Women Cheaters. I just want your opinion on that.
Well, definitely, and I appreciate this. Author Terry Lyles.
It sure is, baby girl.
Oh, nice to hear you. And I definitely can appreciate what you're saying. And I talk about that in the book, the emotional withdrawn woman. You have some women that this state of mind, she feels the relationship is hopeless. She's not trying to think about how to save her relationship, but she's needing something. So it gets to a point where they have to do some serious stuff and correct it. Or if it's not possible to correct it, then they're pulling for something. So they're figuring, okay, if I do this, it's going to make me feel better. If I do this, it can become a habit form, but they start liking what they're doing. And you get, a woman get emotionally distraught by, I heard someone say earlier about because their mate cheated. I'll use that as an example. When I caught my man cheating and it came in my face, I got to the point where I was like, you know what? It's time for me to do something for me. And that's how naive I was. I was ingullible because I was like, it's time for me to show him, you know. And actually, I wasn't doing none of that. I was hurting myself because the people that I was cheating with, it was just kick it here, I see you when I see you. But I still was missing something. So
exactly.
A lot of times women do that. But you still miss something. You can... And excuse my French, you can get just as much dick as you want to get anywhere, but dick is not going to solve anything.
Right. And also, like you had mentioned, cheaters, they only cheat themselves out of what, you know, what they really could have. Because when you're cheating, you're not getting what you really want anyway. So you're not only cheating the person that you're with, but you're cheating yourself, you know. So I've been in relationships... with people who were cheating on somebody. I've never cheated on anybody. Not to say that if I did, I wouldn't have a reason, but, you know, it's just a point. I've never cheated in a relationship, but I've been with people
really
who were cheating. Pardon?
I said, do we really have a reason to cheat?
Well, I'm just saying, because, see, I've never cheated, so I really don't, you know what reason or excuse I would have to do it, but I have been in relationships with other people who I was cheating on somebody else with me. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know what would happen if I was to cheat on somebody, you know, for what reason or whatever, you know, because I've never done it. But, you know, I'm sure that a person who, you know, cheaters are, it's a taught and learned behavior. And, you know, then some persons can be, make the decision to cheat if they've never cheated or wasn't around somebody who cheated. They can make that decision if something comes up, if they're being mistreated or abused in a relationship. They can make that decision, well, I'm going to be down, I'm going to go with Joe because he treats me better than John. You know, but cheating is not a good act in any relationship. And, you know, people, they just are, you know, losing out on a lot of things. But cheaters are cheaters, and we're getting down to the ending of the show. So does anybody have any closing comments?
I do. I have something to say because I need to clear this air about the people having a reason to cheat thing.
All right, darling. Clear it, sweetie.
Yeah, let me put this out there because, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way right now. Look, there's people, sometimes people can force you to do things that you don't want to do. True story. I'm telling my business right now. I'm not supposed. All right, okay. I was with the female that I was very interested in. She had children. You know what I'm saying? Her children were attached to me, but we were never intimate for a while. You know what I'm saying? Even though I wanted to be, we weren't. But she was using me. She was basically using me. She was cheating on me. She had a whole bunch of friends, and she was using me to watch her children and you know what I'm saying? While I'll be at home watching the kids. We used to live together. I'll be at home watching the kids while she'd be out with these bunch of different dudes doing whatever she do, and then come home. You know what I'm saying? To me, like, it was all good, and still wouldn't give me no play, and she forced me into a position that, you know what I'm saying, it was either leave or cheat, you know what I'm saying? And I really didn't want to leave because she was a real good mother, you know what I'm saying? And the fathers weren't in the kids' lives. And she wasn't a real good mother. She had one handicapped little girl. And I felt sorry for the kids, so I stayed, you know what I'm saying? But I did cheat. She forced me into that. It's not something I wanted to do. I when we first got together, it was about her. You know what I'm saying? I was serious about her and the kids. Like this is like maybe one of the first times I actually really fell in love. And she did me so dirty that, you know what I'm saying, it hardened me. You know what I'm saying? And then it came back around with revenge is a dish best served cold. You know what I'm saying? And I understand what that statement is because I've been served up some cold dishes in my life. Not to say I'm a good person. I take care of business. I take care. But just don't cross me. You ever hear the saying, you mess with the bull, you fuck with the bull, you get the horn? That's just the type of person I am. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a Taurus. So if you mess with the bull, you get the horn. And payback with just... I mean, right now I'm a different person in life, but if I was still, payback was just so sweet. It was, you know, I got her friend, her sister, like, you know what I'm saying? I really showed her, like, this is how you cheat on somebody if you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? My point in that was she forced me into a position to make her want to feel guilty and to make her want to feel dirty. You know what I'm saying? And that wasn't me. That was out of my character. But, you know what I'm saying, they say if you're going to cheat, you need to leave. It's hard to leave when there's children involved. And even though they were not my children, they were my children. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was there. I fed them. I made sure that I did their homework with them, school. All the stuff that she was supposed to be doing, she wasn't capable of doing. And the bad thing about it, she was older than me. She was like 34. Right. I was like 20. So, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Sometimes people... force you in the position to do things that you
don't think that you was forced. I think you made a decision.
No. You made a choice.
You made a decision to cheat because she wasn't forced. She didn't put a gun or a knife up to your head and say, you better cheat. It was a conscious decision that you made simply because you was tired of her treating you the way that she treated you. So you just said to yourself, well, okay, I'm going to show her. There wasn't any force.
And see, the flip side of that is, just as simple, you had your night last night, now tonight is my night, no questions, no answers. You don't owe her shit. You there for those kids. You don't owe her nothing. If you're not lying and sneaking and deceiving, you're not cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Absolutely.
You are wrong with it, you're not cheating. That person makes the actual choice to remain with you, knowing that you're doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to take that word out of the description. Really.
Right. Yeah.
I love your guest, you know, her descriptive to this evening, her expression, and I love her responses. So thank you.
Right.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Coming on as a guest this evening, and Bringing Sexy Back is for the mature listening audience, and our subject matter is sexual, but not limited to other social topics. We discuss relationships, current events, and issues relevant to everyday life. We appreciate you, our listening audience, for your questions and comments. And if you have a topic you'd like for us to discuss or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to me. That's gjdelicious37@gmail.com or to either of my co-hosts, Rhea, at RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. That's RheaAlexis@yahoo.com. And Mr. B's email address, I will have to give you that on the next show around because I don't know it by heart. And we're here every Wednesday from 10:30 p.m. for an hour or more of adult conversation. Tune in every Friday, the first of the month, that we have open topic. And the last Friday of the month is my musical show. And on Sunday, please stop by Gail's Blues Joint. That's at 7 p.m. where I play blues and sassy music. Remember, bringing sexy back does not mean you lost your sexy. Bringing sexy back is a state of mind and how you perceive yourself. I want to thank everybody that stopped by in the chat room, all the callers in, and Samantha, you're going to come back
thank
on the show. And I do appreciate your breaking it down to us about, you know, telling us about why women cheat. And, you know, I wish you the best in all your endeavors.
Thank you. Everybody have a book.
Okay. Well, tell everybody where they can get your book.
You want to go to Amazon.com or Samantha.joiner-joiner.com or Amazon, The Woman Cheater. And then The Woman Cheater, what she won't tell you, I will. You can type in Samantha Joiner, and both books will come up.
Okay, Jay, you want to put your show out there?
Oh, they can check me out on Thursdays and Fridays. On Thursdays, you're on there with me. Miss Delicious is on there with me, so check us out, Erotic Talk Radio.
Okay, Miss Kane?
Mondays and Tuesday night at 10 o'clock p.m., Monday nights with Celebrity Gossip. The other night is when we do different topics on different things, sometime on Thursday nights as well. I'm off for a little while, but I will probably be picking back up the first week in September, and that's blogtalkradio.com/Miss Kane Promotion.
And my good friend Terry, tell them where they can find you at, darling.
Well, you can find my work on www.terrylyle.com or Barnes & Nobles or Amazon.com or Author House or Traffic Publishing or any local retailers. You can find me.
She has eight books out, everybody. Eight books.
Working
and you
on
also
9 and 10. I'm trying to wrap it up.
Yeah. Right, you also have a radio show.
Yes, it's called Author's Corners. I had Samantha as a guest. And she's a dynamic woman, and I got her book as well. So I just want to give her shout-outs and kudos for being on your show. People, get her book. You're going to love her. And I believe that one hand don't clap, so we need to support each other. And you did
absolutely
a great job, Samantha.
Right.
You're an awesome
thank
host.
Thank you. And thank y'all for having me.
You're welcome. Like I said, come back anytime. And everybody who's out there listening in Cyberland, I appreciate you stopping by as well. And everybody have a good night. We'll be back here next Wednesday. And don't forget to stop by Gail's Blues Joint every Sunday at 7 p.m. Everybody have a good evening. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night. My Nana got the best radio show on the Internet.